Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Board up. We got some audio in the background there. Updates.freetalklive.com. Again, a place to go to get signed up for that. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org, though if you are a proponent of the security state, I don't think you're going to be interested. Freestateproject.org. In fact, that's what we were talking about last hour. And the invitation's still open because I would love to hear from somebody else. We did hear from Susan last hour. I'd love to hear from somebody else that thinks that it would be okay. Because right now, in Iraq, there is a ban on vehicular traffic in the city of Baghdad. In the surrounding areas. The alleged reason for this ban is because there's a bit of a civil war brewing, and they're trying to somehow prevent a civil war by legislative edict. I mean, it seems a little, well, fruitless and hopeless and pointless, but nonetheless, they have banned vehicle traffic in Baghdad. And my question for you is, do you agree with this? Do you think that this is something that should ever happen in America, and what would it take to happen here in America to make you feel like that's an okay idea? What would it take to make you feel good about a vehicle ban in your city? 1-800-259-9231.
You know, I hate to snipe at callers after they've been on the air, but you know, you get to thinking during the break, and I think that it's pretty presumptuous of Susan to think that Benjamin Franklin and the founding fathers of this country never imagined terrorism. They never imagined people sneaking around and clandestinely.
Our founding fathers were terrorists.
Essentially, I mean, you know, they broke away from the main country. They didn't fight in the normal way that soldiers fought at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The English thought it was horrible that they would snipe from behind trees.
Right.
We had the Virginia marksmen or something like that who, you know, they like to get a long ways off and just pick off the officers. I'm sorry. I think that they did, in fact, understand terrorism.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone so you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live and bring up anything from political to personal. On the way tonight, we've got a lesson for the religious zealots of the world. And we'll tell you more about that. But if you are a religious zealot and you're somebody that wants to ban...
Well, nobody thinks they're a religious zealot.
I know that, but you know, whatever. If you're very religious and you are somebody that likes the idea of banning things you don't like, well, we've got some evidence that you need to just change your ways. We'll talk about that more coming up. But let's go to Micah. He's been waiting very patiently. Micah in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Micah. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. This is my first time calling, and actually, I'm from Ohio, heading to Columbus, Indiana, so I caught you guys on the airwave, and I heard you guys talking about capital punishment, so I thought I'd call in.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of riding the fence about the capital punishment for two reasons. One, I am a minister, and I do not believe abortion is right or correct. But then in a sense, you know, I feel that if you can't, you're not supposed to take a life in abortion, then again, it's not our right to take life or capital punishment.
So that, you link these two together?
I kind of do, because of the fact that, you know, an innocent child that is, life has been taken and has no right to life, that's not fair to the child. In the same way with the person that is murdered.
Now, Micah, I think I get your point on that. I think that that's a Micah's a great name for a preacher, by the way.
Yeah.
What would you say if you you know, you're a preacher? What would happen if you brought some guy who doesn't have a home into your home, you know, homeless guy into your home, and you kind of took care of him for a while, and you decided, you know, I don't want him here anymore, and then he wouldn't leave. Would you use force to extricate him from your home?
I think I would have to really weigh the consequences and really look at seeing, you know, what has to be done. Hopefully, you know, he wouldn't, you know, if he wouldn't leave, then I would have to take necessary actions in order to get him out of my home if it jeopardized the safety of my family.
So you think that it's okay to use force to get, you know, somebody that can't or won't leave your home out.
Correct.
Do you think that that's okay for a woman to use force to get a being out of her uterus that she may have invited in at one point, but now she decides she doesn't want them there?
No, because of the fact that inviting someone into your home and taking a child's life are two different scenarios. You know, you're not physically killing the person you're asking to take out of your home, but
I'm not asking them if they won't leave. I'm not asking them anymore. Like, if the guy won't leave, I'm telling him to get out. And then after he won't leave, I tell him to get out. I'm going to try to use force. And, you know, if the force isn't working, I might use deadly force.
Well, I don't think I would ever come to deadly force because
so
all it would
you move out of a homeless guy? If a homeless guy was fighting you to stay in your house, would you just move out? You feel the decision that you've made has, you know, forces you to, you know, leave?
No, because, you know, if
because
it's just...
There's nothing more personal than your uterus, I would think.
Correct. That is very correct. No, I believe that, you know, if you ask the gentleman to leave and he does not leave your home, it takes one phone call to the police department.
Now, what do police carry on their hips? What do police carry on their hips, Micah?
They carry batons.
And
they
guns.
Carry
and what do you use a gun for, Micah?
There's different ways to take someone out of your home, than a deadly force. I would hope that I would have enough common sense.
The only point I'm trying to make, and there are some differences in the two scenarios, absolutely, but, I mean, you're holding very hard to your issue here, is that it's okay to use force to get someone that you invited in out of your dwelling, domicile, your space. And that's what's happening in abortion. Now, when medical science advances, and it will, to the point where we can have artificial uteruses, I think that it, you know what, let's just overpopulate the crap out of the planet and keep every aborted, fetus and raise them without parents. But what you're hoping for is that this woman, that these women that want abortions now will suddenly be legislated out of it, and they'll, oh yeah, well, since you guys passed a law, I guess I'll just raise this kid right. And they're not gonna. Is all you're doing by legalizing abortion is filling our prisons 20 years from now. Micah, thanks.
Micah, any thoughts, sir?
I think you just, I think you got kind of sidetracked there. Basically what I was trying to say was the fact that, if a woman, there are different scenarios as far as, a woman that is raped, a woman that is molested or taken advantage of, and there are different scenarios, but I do not agree. Abortion at all, and I don't think that you can give the child up for adoption.
I'm curious. What do you think the punishment should be, Micah? I mean, since you brought up abortion, we're going to explore it here a little bit with you. What should the punishment be for the woman who is seeking an abortion if it's been out? And by the way, South Dakota just this week has passed a bill waiting on the governor's signature to ban abortions in the state. What would the punishment be in your mind? The best punishment be for the woman that was seeking an abortion if it was illegal?
I would basically, I'm a conservative, so if the law sets a stipulation, the Bible says to render under Caesar what is Caesar's. If it's the law that we have to do something and a woman commits a crime, then she has to obey by the punishment.
That's a nice dodge, but it didn't answer my question. What should the punishment be? You're in charge of writing the law. What should the punishment be?
I think it should be banned, and I honestly could not answer you because it's not my place to give or take life. That's
so if it was the death penalty, would that be all right?
That's why I said, I'm kind of riding the fence because I look at Tukey Williams who, took
what if it was 50 years in prison? What if it was 50 years in prison? As long as that's what the law says, it's okay in your book?
Yes, sir.
Yes? You said yes?
Sure.
Fascinating. Thank you, Micah, for the call. 800-259-9231. I personally believe all bad laws should be disobeyed. More coming back. This is your show, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. On the way, David, Ron, your calls about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most most important, they're affordable. Natural Salt Lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a Natural Salt Lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our website, Manwich. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them. Totally free. So enjoy the live streams at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. This is the show about your calls. Let's continue the conversations here with Ron in California, listening to KSAC. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Is this Manwich?
Nope. Manwich is here. My name's Ian.
Ian. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I want to apologize slightly because last week I called you guys and then I hung up and thought, God, how arrogant of me. I was giving this list of books to read, and I sort of lost it.
You're forgiven. Now, what's up?
Yeah. Okay, here's what's up. I'd like to tie two things together. I was in Berkeley in 69 when basically the whole city went into a state of martial law.
Really? Okay. I don't know anything about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's an actual fact. And they brought in the National Guard, and that's when they killed a kid from... like a sniper type National Guard guy killed a kid in what is now called People's Park.
Wow. And, what was this all about?
Oh, well, in Berkeley in the 60s, there was a march or something almost every other day. I mean,
right.
It was, I live five blocks from the national headquarters of the Black Panther Party.
Understood.
Like I was talking with Mike Malloy last night, and
there was a bit of civil unrest then, is what you're saying.
Oh, it was wild. I mean, they bivouacked on the Safeway parking grounds and the whole thing two blocks away from me.
Mm. Was there vehicle checkpoints, or what was the extent of
martial law? Yeah, there were vehicle checkpoints, and there were hot areas where the students would go, and they'd chase areas, and people were getting beaten half to death, or just getting caught up in the... You ought to go back and research that area. It was amazing.
Well, now, our caller earlier, Susan, said that would make her feel safe.
Yeah, well, here's what I was going to point out, is that Susan's been drinking too much Kool-Aid, and she doesn't understand that... See, I experienced it firsthand on a mini scale. Now, in Baghdad, there's no vehicular movement, or there's no people movement, but there's an incredible amount of police everywhere with guns, ready
right.
to shoot almost anybody. And our American presence has quadrupled. In other words, there's Humvees and everything else, and they're considering bringing tanks in and the whole... I mean, just getting really, really heavy because, and here's the irony of all ironies... They're afraid that a civil war may break out.
I think they missed it. I think it already broke out.
Well, no, it hasn't officially yet, really.
When does a civil war officially start?
When's the official start?
Well, I mean,
you think the historians figure that out? I mean, down the
line,
decades
down
the line?
Yeah, they do. Based on my experience, I wouldn't call this full-blown yet because
right.
they're you know, they are trying to figure a way out, but the incredible irony is, from the beginning I've been saying, get the hell out as fast as you can, cut and run, do whatever, just get out.
Absolutely.
And then they would say, oh yeah, but if we do, there'll be a civil war. Right? So there we are.
Civil war anyway.
There we are.
And of course, now they're going to say, well, now we have to stay. We have to protect them from themselves.
Oh, I don't know what they're going to say now. Well,
yeah.
The next big issue will be whip up. And this is total BS. They'll whip up information about WMD in Iran, and they'll try and start something. There'll be a fake 9/11 over here within a week or two. Could be. And because we want to go in and hit Iran, not because they have weapons of mass destruction, but because they're going to sell their oil in euros.
Oh, yeah, she was telling us about that last week.
Yeah,
Ron, thank you for the call tonight. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich.
Yeah, how are you? Yeah, it's good. I followed that other fellow. There's always a series of demonstrations out here, and as a matter of fact, trying to think of the fellow's name, there was a guy that was killed, kind of prison activist that was shot to death. Just trying to think if it was about a month and a half ago.
Really?
And he was actually on a police accountability board. He had no headlines. But he was shot to death as a strange incident involving the police. A lot of very strange and heavy stuff goes on.
As always, when it comes to the police shooting somebody to death, they protect themselves, they protect one another. The cops are very rarely even reprimanded. Usually they get a paid vacation afterwards. I mean, it's really just sick what happens. And as you're pointing out, no news coverage.
Right, and as a matter of fact, I knew a woman some years ago, this is about 12 years ago, who was shot to death by the UC Berkeley police. She was an activist named Rosebud. A real shame she died. And a big tribute demonstration. They hauled out the cops for them. There must have been 50 or 100 cops. And a number of people got shot with the wooden bullets and whatnot. And
right.
I ended up in jail for a day or so with no charges. Pretty ugly stuff.
Jeez.
Hey.
What was she doing to deserve to get shot? Was she holding a grenade in her hand or something?
No. She was... He was accused of unknown incident. It was she was accused of breaking into the chancellor's house, and then she was shot to death by a security guard.
So was she in the house?
I have no way of knowing. Nobody really knows. She was, it was said that the security were trailing her when she went to the house. They saw her go into the house. They waited until she got deep into the house, and then they shot her to death within the house. So it seems
if it's true that she did break into somebody's house,
house, and it had to do with People's Park. She was a very small girl, you know, an activist, and you know she would have been there to make a statement if she even did it.
Well, there's certainly no excuse for violating somebody else's private property, regardless of who they are. I mean, I can't back up anybody that's breaking and entering into somebody else's house. But nonetheless, I think shooting someone to death over that's a little excessive.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Iraq, though.
Okay.
My purpose, and by the way, though, the house that she's accused of breaking into was the people's house. We own the house. We, the people of California, own the house that Chancellor lives in. Yeah. So it was, who knows.
Touché. All right, so let's go to Iraq, then.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm really always struck by these dumb neocons that believe we're there for some kind of, you know, chosen purpose, you know, as if Bush is chosen of God to do this thing.
Oh, he's the king.
Well, that's
king
the way
George.
He acts. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the way he acts. But it's so strange because biblical scholars have always been torn about where the Garden of Eden was. And almost, you know, about 80% of them agree that it was between the Tigris and Euphrates.
Yeah, that's what I've always heard.
Yeah, and that's Iraq. And if people were to look at the idea that we'd be hauling 4,500 tons of depleted uranium over there, shooting it around, England just came up with a study showing that when we started the shooting war over there, the amount of uranium dust in London increased by fourfold.
London?
Right, yeah. It traveled through the air. I mean, the same thing happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, when Chernobyl went off.
And by the way, just in case anybody doesn't know, by the way, David, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. The uranium suggestion is, this stuff is pretty nasty. It's in some of the explosives over there, in some of the ammunition rounds. And if you breathe this dust in, you could be hurting.
Yeah, I wouldn't send my kid over there to breathe that crap.
More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com. You'll see the over 900 of our listeners that have taken the time to plot themselves on our map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, plug in your location, add your name, a photo of yourself if you like, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be added to the map at map.freetalklive.com. It's neat. You can scroll around and see who else around the world listens to Free Talk Live.
There's lots and lots of pins on there. It's like 900.
Yeah, over 900. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come tonight, we've got over an hour and a half remaining here, Manwich. Still to come tonight, government, how government makes everything worse. We'll tell you about that. But right now, a little lesson for those of you who want to control the media. For those of you who want to exclude certain content from, well, people being able to look at it or listen to it. You know, there are certain groups, in at least in this country, the Parents Television Council.
They don't want to see Janet's boob, that's for sure.
Right, that they certainly don't want to see anything that has to do with sex. Violence is okay, but sex we don't want to have anything to do with.
Yep.
Well, in this case, we're talking about Australia. And Catholic fanatics, this according to Sploid.com, Catholic fanatics in New Zealand thought that they could stop, sorry, New Zealand, not the same as Australia, thought they could stop South Park with a boycott. But instead, they found out that the sacrilegious cartoon found its biggest Kiwi audience of all time as a result.
So the Catholic Church didn't like the Mary squirting blood out of her butt episode.
That's what it was. The Bloody Mary episode first riled the Catholics when it premiered in the United States on December 7th. It tells a story of the miraculous Virgin Mary statue with blood pouring out of the region that Manwich just described. The blood apparently cures the sick. Pope Ratzinger investigates along with other Catholic authorities. And as it turns out, it ended up being a jackpot for their advertisers. Fanatics had tried and failed to stop Comedy Central from broadcasting the cartoon in the United States and later in Australia. The Catholic League even put out a press release full of lies, claiming that Comedy Central had indeed backed down, when in fact they didn't. The official Catholic Church tried its hand in New Zealand and was a total disaster for the scandal-plagued religion. After demanding that New Zealanders boycott the show, Bloody Mary was broadcast last night to the biggest South Park audience ever in New Zealand. Instead of the usual 32,500 viewers, more than 210,000 viewers, New Zealanders, crowded around their little television sets to see what the fuss was all about. So this is a perfect example of what happens when these religious zealots get out there and they complain and they moan and they yell and they scream about all these terrible programs and the sex, and it's so terrible for children. You shouldn't watch these things.
Well, this might be true of anyone who protests just about anything. I mean, if PETA gets out and protests Hormel hot dogs, I might think to myself, you know, I'd like a hot dog then.
Yeah, what's all this hot dog stuff about?
I mean,
why are they protesting?
If you start talking about hot dogs in front of me, I'm going to think about hot dogs. And if I think about hot dogs, you know, I like mine with mustard and like little jalapeno discs on them.
Mm-hmm.
I might just say that today's a good day for a hot dog.
This happens time and time again. And you're right, man, which it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a book that somebody wants to ban, you know, Catcher in the Rye. You ban a book, more people are going to read it. If you say, don't watch it, people are going to wonder why you're saying such things. So, look, people, those of you out there that want to control other people's viewing habits, it's pointless. unless you can somehow get in charge of the government, get in charge of, the FCC or whatever, whatever sort of regulatory mechanisms they have in a given country, unless you manage to get in charge and you can totally lock down on a certain type of programming, drawing any sort of attention to it is just going to negate your cause. It's just going to work against what you're trying to do. And here's a perfect example. Instead of 32,000 viewers, they got 210,000 viewers.
That's like everybody on the island.
That's a ratings bonanza, dude. That's incredible. And I wish we could... What we need to do, Manwich, is we need to somehow plant some information to the Catholic League or, some of these extreme religious groups and let them know about Free Talk Live. We need to let them know that, Free Talk Live's out there questioning their activities and we're dangerous. People listen to Free Talk Live, it could be dangerous. And then maybe they could boycott us and give us record audiences.
That'd be great.
Because that's what's happening. Look, if you want people to avoid programming like this, just recommend that your families that are connected with your groups avoid it. And stop there. Because the more attention you bring to it, the more you complain about it, the more people are going to watch it that never would have seen it in the first place.
You know, if we could get one of these... who's the religious zealot in the 700 Club who's always saying crazy things like... Pat Robertson. If we could only get him to say that... That we need to be assassinated.
Free Talk Live is the spawn of Satan.
And we need to suggest where we be assassinated, like he did with Hugo Chavez.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
That'd be international press for us.
Yeah.
So learn your lessons here, religious people. Leave content you don't like alone. If you ignore it, it is more likely to go away. If you draw more attention to it, you will definitely lose. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to David in Indiana, listening on WXNT. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Bring up what's on your mind. Hello, David.
Yes, hello. I was in the car listening to your analogy with a preacher who brought in a man off the street, and you made a comparison, a woman getting an abortion.
Right.
And did you...
Good recap.
you had mentioned the police had a gun on their waist, along with a baton and whatnot else.
Well, yeah, I didn't mention the baton. I just mentioned the gun, because I think the baton is, it's sort of like a gun, but it's a little harder to kill people with.
Right. And I'm sorry, I missed the end of that. Did you go ahead and give him permission to use deadly force to move that person from the home?
I believe that once you tell someone, I believe that you should be able to give deadly force. What do you have to say about that?
And you made an analogy to an abortion and a woman... not wanting the baby in her uterus.
Sure. Yes.
Now, if I kill that person that's in my house and drag him out to the trash, am I not going to be convicted of murder?
Do you think that somebody who's in your house that you've asked to leave, if they won't leave, I mean, like, they really, really won't leave, you try everything it takes to get them out, and they won't leave, that if you kill them, that you've committed murder?
Would you call it murder? I haven't. Under your logic, I would not have.
I don't think you would have either. I think that murder is a legal definition, which, I think that maybe under the law you have, but I feel like you should be able to use deadly force to protect your home.
Okay, well, at least you're consistent. Thank you very much.
No doubt about it.
Appreciate it.
Did you have any other thoughts for us?
No, not really.
Oh, David, thanks.
Appreciate the program.
It's good to be consistent. Thank you, David. We appreciate hearing from you. Call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. There you go. You're consistent, man.
I don't know if I'm always consistent, but I try. I think everybody tries to be consistent, don't they?
Yeah. 1-800... I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free. 800-259-9231. So, lesson learned. No, I don't think the lesson has been learned. Do you think that these people will ever figure it out? These religious fanatics that are constantly trying to ban certain types of programming?
Well, I think that if it's a smaller organization, haranguing against a larger organization, they're doing the right thing. But I think with a larger organization haranguing against a smaller one, all they're doing is bringing press to people who they don't want to bring press to.
This is your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. Coming up, are libertarians actually anarchists? We'll talk about that and more. Whatever you bring up goes. It is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
People, what causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
This is your listening. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That is toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our bulletin board system there with over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people are interacting there on a daily basis. It is totally free, and it's online on our website at freetalklive.com. So, still to come here tonight, we are going to talk about how government makes everything worse. It doesn't matter what the issue is, it makes everything absolutely worse. Then here's an example, though, before we do that. We had a caller earlier who was just sort of bewildered by the suggestion, by our suggestion that, well, she was bewildered by the suggestion that government, that government's just doing whatever it wants to. We made that suggestion earlier. Government just seems to just do whatever it wants. Doesn't really matter. There's no consequences for them. It doesn't matter if they're breaking their own law. They just do whatever they want, and they get away with it. So here's a minor example of how this works out. This one from hammeroftruth.com. It started with a posting to a conservative Wisconsin political website in August. And Wednesday, the effort to recall Madison, Wisconsin Mayor Dave Sislewitz officially began, with volunteers attempting to gather 35,000 signatures over the next 30 days. And the effort is being organized by non-smokers upset over the smoking ban. So it looks like you've got a group of non-smokers that want to overturn the Wisconsin smoking ban, or at least the Madison smoking ban. I'm not sure if it's one or the other. That's good news. There's people working towards positive change there. Well, today's testimony followed a hectic Tuesday for jurors. First, they went through a four-hour process to select who would serve in the expected three-week trial. Then they were forced to evacuate the courtroom over presiding Judge Stephen Ebert when fire alarms went off in the new $44 million courthouse. The alarm turned out to be caused by some overheated popcorn in the microwave. the second such popcorn incident, and the third fire alarm since the building opened in January. The first time the sensitive alarm went off was when Judge Michael Nowakowski was sneaking a cigarette in his bathroom in the new building.
Mm.
Calls and letters came into the Madison Police Department asking if Judge Michael Nowakowski got a ticket for smoking in his bathroom at the new Dane County Courthouse, thus setting off that smoke alarm. But the Sheriff's Department is in charge of discipline in this situation, and one of the spokespeople for the department says, Captain Ron Boylan decided to not issue Nowakowski a ticket. Quote, he did have verbal contact with him, and Judge Nowakowski recognized that he made a mistake and mentioned that it won't happen again. Captain Boylan stated that's probably how he'd handle it in any situation. Now, wait a minute. If you were smoking in the courthouse, Manwich, if you were sneaking a cigarette in the courthouse bathroom,
yeah,
and you caused an evacuation of the entire courthouse?
But I don't intend to do it again. I mean, like it was a mistake.
What do you think would happen to you?
Well, I think that I would, it wouldn't happen again, and it'd be a mistake, and I'd have to pay my ticket.
Right.
Because I'd get a ticket.
You'd absolutely get
a ticket. Absolutely get a ticket, yeah.
Who knows how much it would be for. It might be the minimum, you know, the first time offense sort of thing. But nonetheless, it's just a perfect example of how there's one set of laws for us, and then there's an entirely other strata for the people that are actually within the law, for the judges, for the police officers, for the people in power, for the people with so-called authority over others. They don't have any accountability. They can just get away with whatever they want to. And all they have to do is say, oh, I'd lost my mind for a moment there. Silly me. What was I thinking? I've never snuck a cigarette in my bathroom before. I swear to you, it was the first time ever. Yeah, right. It was just the first time the smoke alarm went off.
It was a brand new courthouse. It probably was the first time ever.
Could otherwise, be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if the sensitive fire alarm went off from him doing it, it probably was the first time.
Now, I believe it was the judge's private bathroom, as I understand it, because they have sort of their judge quarters areas, and they have their own.
Sure, they would have to.
Right, they have their own bathroom. So apparently it was too much effort for this judge to, you know, go outside and smoke his cigarette.
Well,
it is Wisconsin.
And it's cold out there.
And this actually happened on February 13th, so
yeah, it was freezing cold out there.
It would have been a little chilly out there.
He could have been a judge sickle by the end of it all.
So I see. So it's okay to send the little peons outside to smoke their cigarettes, but when it comes to the judge, he's honorary. He's honorable.
He's got a title.
He's got a robe. And he sits up above everyone else, so he must be a better human. He must be a better human being. His S doesn't stink, right? Give me a break.
I'm afraid that, you know, if they pass a rule for one person, it should apply to them all.
You would think so.
And, but the thing is about these smoking bans is, in D.C., they passed the smoking ban, and it's for every workplace except in Congress.
Yeah.
They can smoke in the Capitol building.
That's right.
No, you can't smoke anyplace else.
Well, because they're better than everyone else.
That's right.
They're super people.
Because they can do whatever they want to do.
That's right. And it's outrageous. And who could possibly back these people up? I mean, beyond the actual bureaucrats and the sycophants that come to the defense, you know, the people that are employed to come to these people's defense, who in the usual citizen populace could possibly back up this sort of behavior? Is there anybody who could justify giving the judge a pass? Seriously, if you think it's okay for the judge to smoke a cigarette in his bathroom and get away with it, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. If you think it's all right to give the judge a pass, but to punish everybody else, that's the kind of person I want to hear from tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm hoping you don't exist. But if you do, I do want to know that you're out there. 800-259-9231, toll free. You take control of the airwaves. Of course, you can bring up anything else. Personal problems, political issues. We still have over an hour to go here, Manwich. And on the way, since we're talking about people that get special privileges, let's talk about some corrupt cops. Coming up, we got corrupt cop stories for you. And whatever you bring up. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You're in. Hi, I'm Bobby Likens with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong-type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game. If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember you share the road. Honking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Listen, this is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday night edition of the show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. That's toll free. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website. And from time to time, we do a little bit of auctioning at freetalklive.com. Right now, the second banner on our website we've got up for auction at auction.freetalklive.com. You could win it. I think it's, last time I looked, it was at less than $10. There's 5 days left on it, so who knows where it's going to end. The last one ended at $175, but they've gone as low as $60, so really we aren't sure what's going to happen here.
We get a lot of visitors to our website.
Yes, we do. We're letting the market decide, though. So auction.freetalklive.com, you got a product you want to promote, you got a business, you got a service, you just want to promote your favorite band, you can do whatever you want with the banner. Auction.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Charles in Wisconsin. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Charles. Charles in Wisconsin, going once. Charles in Wisconsin. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Charles, what's on your mind?
You guys were just talking about that judge in Wisconsin and all these politicians passing laws that regard to everyone except the legislators.
Yeah,
that's real funny.
Yeah, the judge in this particular case was caught smoking a cigarette, sneaking a cigarette in his bathroom, and the cops just said, he's not going to do it again. We're going to let him have a pass on this one. You think they would do that with you, Charles, if they caught you smoking
a
cigarette?
Absolutely not. I just want to make a comment. I mean, the big guy, King George, he's doing the same thing with his.
How so?
What's that?
How so?
Oh, with his signing statements on the bills that Congress passes. he inputs these little signing statements where he says that he agrees to the bill, except the executive branch cannot be held responsible.
I've never heard this. I, you know what? I read about the signing statement thing, and I remember being outraged about it, but I've totally... Can you explain it a little bit better?
I don't know much about it. I mean, I think it got a lot of media coverage once he signed the McCain torture amendment, because that was getting media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I heard about it. And then I looked into it more, and it turns out he hasn't vetoed a single bill.
No, he has not.
He's just put signing statements in that makes the executive branch immune.
Well, they're immune anyway. I mean, they've always been immune. They have sovereign immunity.
Yeah.
You can't go after these guys for anything, no matter what you try to do. Hey, quick question for you before we let you go. Is the smoking ban statewide in Wisconsin, or is it just in Madison?
It's not statewide yet, but we actually have one in Appleton here, too, and it's a funny thing because I listen to the radio once in a while, and you'll hear these other companies that are just outside of the city limits. They'll actually advertise the fact that you can smoke in there.
Right. Well, you know, it's just when you do it a citywide, it's just guarantees that the bars and the restaurants in the city are going to lose business.
Because they have been.
Yep, 20% of the population smokes and wants to smoke.
Thanks for the call, Charles. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Rich in Utah. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Rich. What are your thoughts, sir?
Hey, I just wanted to point out an interesting little etymological point about the judge and his smoking setting off the fire alarms. Are you guys aware of where the word privilege actually comes from?
No. Please explain.
The word privilege is actually based on two Latin root words, privi, meaning private, and lega, meaning law. Privilege literally means the private law.
So they have their own law because they're better than we are.
Exactly.
Thanks for the clue, Rich. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. Corrupt cops on the way. Government makes everything worse. We'll tell you about that. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Check.